On the 26th of February, my friend Rena, all the way from Lebanon, paid a visit to the monastery of Saint Maroun in Anaya, where the tomb of the miracle worker, Saint Chabelle, rests. In this video, you'll get to see the tomb of Saint Chabelle, but also never before seen personal belongings of the saint. Also, the bed where the incorrupt body of the Lebanese hermit once laid, in view for the public, where many of the faithful were healed. Whether you're a Christian or not, the monastery of Saint Chabelle, officially called Saint Maroun Anaya Monastery of the Lebanese Maronite Order, is a place that always amazes the curiosity of all visitors from around the world. The monastery, which houses the tomb of Saint Chabelle, is an essential place to visit in Lebanon, a true source of inspiration for all beliefs and religions. A true place of pilgrimage, the monastery represents a place of contemplation, particularly appreciated by all religions. It was in this secluded sanctuary that Saint Chabelle spent the remaining 23 years of his life, practicing severe mortification. In this clip, you will see the room in which the saint had lived in. You can see that Saint Chabelle's pillow was a piece of wood, covered with an old piece of cloth left from an old habit. His bed was made of goat hair and laid directly on the floor. Although a hermit, he was not exempt from the supervision and orders of his superiors. He was to follow strict religious practices and carry out a severe ascetic way of life. Between 1950 and 1975, Saint Chabelle's tomb was opened 8 times and was examined by medical doctors in the presence of the protector of the faith and representatives of the Catholic Maronite Patriarch and of the Vatican, who found that his body still resembled a living one. Experts and doctors were unable to give any medical explanation for the incorruptibility and flexibility of Saint Chabelle's body. Saint Chabelle's tomb had been a site for millions of pilgrimage ever since the day he died, and where hundreds of thousands of miracles were performed through the intercession of Saint Chabelle in Lebanon and throughout the world. On the night of his death, Saint Chabelle's tomb emanated a bright light. After getting permission from the Catholic Church authorities, the tomb was opened and the body was found to be intact and exuded a blood-like moisture for the next 67 years. So what you see here is the bed where the incorrupt body of Saint Chabelle were put on display for public veneration. The stains on the bed were from the blood and liquid moisture which exuded from his body. Upon contact, many were healed through the saint's intercession. Till this day, thousands of people flock to this monastery, whether it be for sightseeing or in hopes of obtaining a miracle. One thing's for sure, Saint Chabelle continues to work miracles, bringing souls closer to God.